How does Cindy Pastore keep going after 33 years in special education? Look no further than the cardboard case in the backseat of her car.
And there's my ever-present Diet Coke, because that's what keeps me running.
Pastore's leaving an elementary school in Decatur, but her day's not over. She's headed to another school in Monroe, 7 miles away. Pastore works for a special education co-op, splitting her teaching time between several Northeast Indiana schools. Adams Central Junior Senior High is her last stop of the day, and her task this afternoon is finishing a state evaluation for a student in teacher Deanna Meyer's life skills class.
I can't type.
They log on to a website together, boxes pop up on the screen, and Pastore and Myers have to decide whether this student measures up to state standards. Can this student tell time, for example? What about to the minute?
So I'm guessing that this would be not where he is yet.
Yeah, I agree too.
Knowing which box to check is a judgment call, and Pastore says she relies on her training to help her make it, especially with special education students.
There's a whole range of things that come into play when you're planning for a student that a person just coming in off the street would not necessarily take the time to know. They would just go in and say, oh, yay, I've got this kid making progress. Well, you got to know what you're making progress towards.
Indiana teachers aren't coming in off the street, but there are fewer barriers to becoming a teacher in Indiana today. Special education advocates say too few. They're worried about new teacher licensure rules the State Board of Education will consider this fall. They say the new rules open up a pathway for a college graduate without an education degree to become a teacher, so long as she passes a certification exam. It's not enough to earn a full teaching license, but it is enough to keep a teaching job, so long as the teacher can earn effective ratings from their school district. And that's of special concern to Karen Grimmett, a former special education teacher, now an associate instructor at Indiana University's School of Education. Grimmett says that bar is too low for those wanting to enter the profession.
Yay, I'm glad you want to be a teacher. Then let's do it. If you really want to be a teacher, then let's do it right. And come and learn and get training and allow us to guide you.
But Arthur McKee says the benefits of that training aren't clear. He's the managing director of teacher preparation studies at the National Council on Teacher Quality. McKee says formal education school instruction doesn't necessarily make teachers more effective.
We can't justify raising the bar too high simply to keep people out, simply because we want to pat ourselves on the back and say, oh, well, we've done something to help kids. Well, not necessarily. If we're asking people to learn things which aren't effective before they can go in the classroom, then we're not helping anybody.
So long as you have a system to support new teachers, McKee says, those teachers don't need degrees in education to be effective. Starting next year, Indiana districts will have to assign ratings to their teachers. An Indiana Department of Education spokesperson, Stephanie Sample, says universities haven't put enough focus on preparing prospective teachers to perform under that system.
We just have a lot more data that we didn't have before. We have more tools to use to help students learn and to make teachers better. And we want our schools of ed to start using those tools.
But IU instructor Karen Grimmett bristles at the idea that an education degree isn't proper training for a teaching position. And she feels like teachers aren't given professional respect.
People think we're babysitters. And it's one thing to stay with a student or stay with a child for a certain amount, but it's another thing to make an impact.
If teachers need to be rated on their effectiveness, Grimmett says, they need training to know exactly what effective means. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.